Brasileira from Scaramouche by Mio, played by Stephen Coombs and Arta Pizarro. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 minute past 11 and now World on 3, recorded at last weekend's WOMAD Festival, presented by Lopo Katari and Marianne Kennedy.
Well, we have all the W's going here. World on 3 in the serene surroundings of the world of well-being in the heart of the Wiltshire countryside, gong baths, pixie healing, numerology, all the rest of it, and of course also in earshot of music from all corners of the world and probably more drums than it's strictly necessary to encounter. Where else could I and Lopo Katari be but the world and Roots Music Beanfest that is the world of music and dance, WOMAD of course.
Well, you know, Marianne, you know it's WOMAD's 30th anniversary, and that in itself says something about the success of this festival, that it could have been going for so long, especially this summer when you're competing against the Olympics for an audience. And it's been the biggest crowd that they've ever had, 37,000 festival goers, 90 bands from 40 countries, and a number that is really worthy of attention, 580 toilets.
And every one of them really important. Well, as befits the 30th birthday, there are some real legends from across the years on the bill, and we'll hear from the likes of Jimmy Cliff and Robert Plant later on, as well as some of the new generation highlights as well, including Portuguese Fado star Claudia Aurora and the hottest Scottish band of the moment, Brepach. But let's start out with world music royalty. 73 not out, Hugh Masekela attributes his zest for life to his passion for music, of course, but also his Tai Chi regime, and still identifying with his upbringing in a family that had a strong social conscience. Let's hear him putting the youngins to shame here with Kaulesa.
Thank you. Before 1961, the African peoples of South Africa were not allowed to partake of alcoholic beverages. And as a result, they became better drinkers than the British. And greater ones, too. And in the townships where we lived, every fifth house became a shebeen. Everybody knows illegal drinking houses, shebeen. And I was born in a shebeen myself. Didn't do too badly for a lad to come from a shebeen. But the police used to supply the booze to the shebeens. And I used to stand guard with my friends outside our grandmother's shebeens where we were born. And the cops sometimes would come and raid. And when they raided, we'd take little stones and throw them on top of the corrugated iron roofs. And the whole place was resound like there was a big rainstorm, English kind of rainstorm. And we would scream, "Kaulesa! Kaulesa mama!" For those of you who don't speak Japanese, that means, "Mama, hide the booze, here come the police." So I know all of you can say, "Kaulesa! Are you sure you're not from Soweto?" Okay, so every time when the police come around in the song, I'm going to point this thing at you, and you're going to go. Okay, don't say Manchester. It's Kaulesa. Chunga, 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 you Kaulesa. Yo, mama, come. Let me see you moved.
Chunga, 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 you Kaulesa. Yo, mama, Kaulesa.
To the left.
Chunga, 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 you Kaulesa.
To the right. To the left.
Yo, mama, Kaulesa. Chunga, 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 you Kaulesa. Yo, mama, Kaulesa. Chunga, 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 you Kaulesa. Yo, mama.
Thank you.
Legendary South African horn player Hugh Masekela playing on the open air stage at WOMAD 2012. You're listening to highlights from this 30th anniversary year with me, Marianne Kennedy, and Lopa Katari here on World on 3. And we're going to try and pack as much music as possible into these 2 hours. So let's press on with the infectiously joyous octet from London, Shekoyach. They started playing pretty much strictly klezmer, but over the years they've absorbed other influences from the band's other interests, and in particular the gypsy flavours of the Balkans. The result is a musical marriage as happy, I hope, as the weddings the band started out playing for.
Thank you very much. The next song is from Bosnia. It's called Moy Dilbere. Dilber in Turkish means a beautiful woman, but in Bosnian it means a beautiful man. Thank you.
Susie Evans on the clarinet. That's Matt Bacon on the guitar.
Dağlar gibi dalgalar ben aşarım aşarım Dağlar gibi dalgalar ben aşarım aşarım Takamın içerisinde saray gibi yaşarım Takamın içerisinde saray gibi yaşarım Thank you. La comida la mañana, le tarde la traigo atrás. La comida la mañana, le tarde la traigo atrás. Que lo sepa la mi mamá, cómo quiero es pasar. Que lo sepa la mi mamá, cómo quiero es pasar. Mencha chalama da babam darlıpana ben kemençe chalama da babam darlıpana bir horunda vası burada kurban olayım sana bir horunda vası burada kurban olayım sana bir horunda vası burada kurban olayım sana bir horunda vası burada kurban olayım sana.
The London-based Klezmer Balkan Collective, Shakoya, who rocked the Radio 3 stage on Saturday. No party would be complete without them. And the Radio 3 stage in the Arboretum was the perfect setting for this next musician, Frank Yammer, who played there on the Sunday. And he brought a whole other vibe to the festival. Real soul. This man has a voice that is straight and honest, and it aches with the life he's lived, the things he's seen, and the emotions he has felt. He is one of Australia's most important Indigenous songwriters. There was not a dry eye or a heart untouched that afternoon. So here he is, Frank Yammer, with David Bridie.
All right, this next song is called Kunga Kuchu. It's a bit of a love song. In my way, right, everywhere, you know. So it's got something like this. Ikunka kochu ngarangi imunga chikoro yango balat kochu ngalapitala ichungon gulangarangi munuguchu pako tarangalapitala Echungor gulangarangi waho.
pidla ekamur kulangarane waho Find me another way to die, and she cried. She cried. Please find me another way. She cried. She cried. Please find me another way to die. She cried. She cried. I don't know where to start. When everything falls
was a pot. Please find me another way to die. And she cried. She cried. As I was walking past, and she was sitting down, and she said to me, "Are you this fella?" And I said, "Yes." Life is precious. Down we go. Growing old. Please find me another way. And she cried. She cried. Please find me another way to die. And she cried. She cried. Find me another way to live. And she cried. She cried. She cried. And she cried.
Frank Yama playing with David Bridie on the Radio 3 stage last Sunday. And David, by the way, had a band in Melbourne called Drowning Not Waving that enjoyed quite a bit of success in the 80s and 90s. And he was very much a part of this year's Cultural Olympiad because he curated, I believe, the Oceana stage that was on the banks of the River Thames down in Greenwich.
I'm Mary-Ann Kennedy. I'm here at WOMAD 2012 as part of World on 3 with Lopa Katari. And we're going to hear shortly from one of the musical legends invited to the festival this year to help celebrate that wonderful 30th birthday. None other than mega rock star and no mean musical explorer himself, Robert Plant.
But first, we're going to hear the beautiful voice of Cláudia Aurora, one of Portugal's younger generation of fado singers. Now, I say one of Portugal's fado singers, but I suppose it should be the sound of Britain's fado, because it wasn't until Cláudia moved to the UK that she switched from her love of rock music to the folk music of her homeland.
Solidão estagnada. dia imaginei frase animada para consolar a minha agonia. Imaginei frase animada para consolar minha agonia. Surgiu então o fado da alma, fluindo com a luz do dia. Ai, surgiu então o fado da alma, fluindo com a luz do dia. Tendo aos céus por mais água, numa sede que não sacia. Ai, pedindo aos céus por mais água, numa sede que não sacia. Solidão estagnada, onde a lágrima não vazia. Que solidão estagnada, onde a lágrima não vazia. Imaginei frase animada para consolar a minha agonia. Para consolar minha agonia.
Thank you very much. Hopeful fun. Fado represents fate and destiny. We call it, in Portugal, a beautiful sadness. And it represents the ups and downs of life. This next song represents the upsides of life. It's called Viana. It's a traditional song from Portugal. And is a homage to Viana do Castelo, which is a city in the north of Portugal. Because I'm from the north. And it's a very beautiful city with great food and great wine, because we love that, obviously. And really nice chorizos. They make really nice chorizos over there. And it's very popular for that as well. So, Viana.
Sombras misteriosas, em rompendo a luz de estrelas, trocaremos as nossas rosas para depois esquecê-las. Se o meu sangue não me engana, como engana a fantasia, havemos de ir a Viana. Se o meu sangue não me engana, como engana a fantasia.
ciganos, verdes ciganos. Deixai-me com esta crença. Os pecados têm 20 anos, os remorsos têm 80. Se o meu sangue não me engana, como engana a fantasia. The original songs for my debut album, Silêncio. This song, Desejo do Mar, it's a song that represents longing, when you're longing for the return of a loved one. So this tells a story of a woman who was left on the seaside while she was watching her loved one going through the sea. And as she stayed singing and longing, he comes back. And then finally she sees him over in a boat coming. And this song, I started singing it, writing it in England, longing for Portugal, and I finished it in Portugal, longing for England. So it's always have to be longing all the time. This is the only way. Desejo do mar. Navegante. Thank you.
abraçados num frio distante. Ai, 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 ai,
a fanfare already? Yeah? Right. Well, yesterday I had a near-death experience there. I thought this is it. I decided to eat the whole bag of candy floss on my own, really possessive over it, all of it, every single bit. And I said, oh, actually, I'm dying to go on that thing. So I went on the, not crocodile, sorry. Octopus. Octopus. Actually, it was more a crocodile, really. I went in an octopus, and it was a near-death experience, and I thought, this is it, I'm not singing it tomorrow, but I'm here. So don't go, go on the little ones instead. So this one's called Mariquinha, Little Mary, and it's a story of a girl called Maria, and she decides to go to a ball to meet the sailor of her life. He was supposed to be there waiting for her. So she puts this beautiful white lace dress. And she goes, and she searched, and she searched, and she searched, and he never turned up. So, but she had a dance. She had, she drank quite a lot of rum as well. So she enjoyed that in the end. But yeah, he didn't came. He didn't turn up. Yeah, Mariquinha was left on her own. But she danced. Mariquinha. Foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha, ai tão linda, tão linda, com rendas maciãs no seu vestido branco. Ai, tão linda, ai, tão linda, elegante portuguesa, com seu eterno pranto. Corria atrás da fantasia, um marinheiro, um veleiro, ou quem sabe, uma maré. Chorava, chamava, procurava a Mariquinha, sempre insistente, velejando em sua fé. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor.
ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao mar procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha, ai tão linda, tão linda, com rendas maciãs em seu vestido branco. Mariquinha, ai tão linda, tão linda, elegante portuguesa, com seu eterno pranto. Corria atrás da fantasia um marinheiro, um veleiro, ou quem sabe uma maré. Chorava, chamava, procurava a Mariquinha, sempre insistente, velejando em sua fé. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor. Mariquinha foi ao baile procurar o seu amor. Ansiava, procurava, acabou com grande dor.
Thank you.
The sensational space shifters, Justin Adams, Billy Fuller, Jelly Camera, Dave Smith, Johnny Baggett, Skin Tyson. Thanks for coming out. Ain't it great to have some fun?
So easily done. And leave with thee. Hear the wind.
Robert Plant and his latest world music exploration there, Sensational Space Shifters, featuring, amongst others, his longtime musical partner in crime, guitarist Justin Adams, and Gambian one-string fiddle player Julde Camara, who, of course, are known in their own right as Juju. This is Marianne Kennedy at WOMAD 2012 with my World on 3 co-presenter Lopa Katari. And this next set is something of a personal favourite for me, unashamedly so. The product of, yes, the formal musical education systems that have evolved in modern day Scottish trad music, from the National Centre of Excellence in Traditional Music at Plockton High School up in the North West Highlands, to the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland and Strathclyde Uni's highly regarded and now much missed applied music course. But much more than this, this quintet have emerged from a musical world knit together by brothers and sisters, by generational dynasty, and by friendships forged in the session and on the road. Distill all that down, and you get, for my money, the finest band playing in British folk music today. This is Brepach.
Thank you very much. We're going to do a number for you now that's from our previous album, The Desperate Battle. This set's called Clueless, but it has a couple of tunes in it. The tune Clueless itself was written by one of our real heroes, certainly for the Pipers, but it extends well beyond that, a man called Gordon Duncan. He was a great man and he wrote many great tunes, so this is one of them. And we're going to follow that with a tune that's perhaps quite a bit lesser known. It was actually Marianne's mother, Kenna, that taught me the tune. It was a song and it fit on the pipes, so there was no doubting that it had to be used because it's an absolute amazing tune that got sourced from one person. It's never been written down. So it's an amazing thing that can still happen. So it's a tune called Murdo Took the Stoop.
Thank you.
Scotland's Brebach, who I guess you could say come from a musical dynasty, one where family means as much as community. Which brings me to this next highlight from this year's WOMAD Festival. Sunday on the Siam stage kicked off with the Alaya family, three generations sharing the stage from the 80-year-old grandfather, Alo Alayev, to his youngest son, Ariel, and his grandson, grandniece, and nephew making up the rest of the group. When Alo left his homeland, Tajikistan, 20 years ago to flee the increasing tensions between the Muslim and Jewish communities, he sold his house in exchange for next to nothing and moved his family to Israel, where he has kept his family traditions alive. He does, of course, come from a great line of musicians. Now, Alo was also a boxing champion in Tajikistan, and he has enthused his family with that same fighting spirit and passion, as was evident from the way they played that afternoon in the Siam tent.
در قفس جان دادم و سیاد آزادم نکرد بیا ساقی که من مردم کفن از برگی تاکم کن با آبی دیدم غسلم کن در این میخانه خاکم کن
wedding song.
The Alaya family absolutely enthusing the crowd in the Siam tent and bringing a really modern sound to an age-old music tradition, almost experimental in a way. Alo, the grandfather, told me that he loved the fact that the music he grew up with had found a whole new voice through the younger generation.
Well, the next two extracts that we're going to hear from the weekend's programme at WOMAD 2012 really go along with that. Very much an experimental flavour to a lot of the music this weekend. We're going to hear shortly from the bad boy of Finnish music, the hugely imaginative Kimmo Pohjonen, who was collaborating this year with the Ukrainian singers Daka Braka, as well as his regular percussionist Jussu Hannukainen. But first, let's hear from one of our guests on the BBC Radio 3 stage in its traditional location this year as ever in Charlton Park's beautiful Arboretum. This is a Taiwanese collective who very much aim to take a different approach to Oriental music. Back home, they're known as Shendong, but here, their blend of Eastern tradition and contemporary innovation is known as a moving sound.
Under.
Thank you.
This is the best crowd. Thank you so much. It feels so warm, so touched.
Yeah.
Kim Opohonen in his usual outrageous form with Ukrainian band Daka Braka. Well, I hope the highlights we've brought you on World on 3 tonight prove that WOMAD is indeed in good heart. A worldwide network of festivals now, evolving over these 30 years. And you also get a real sense that the audiences at these festivals, certainly at Charlton Park here, is a real WOMAD family. Folks who've been there maybe since the very beginning, and their kids and pals, maybe even their kids' kids to boot. Long may that special atmosphere continue.
And we're kind of spoilt for choice, aren't we, Marianne, of how to end the programme tonight. But I think you can't really argue with the legendary Jimmy Cliff, who was a vision in red and gold and gave it all that he had, putting even the fittest of us to shame. It seemed that he'd played to the entire 37,000 people that had come to celebrate 30 years of WOMAD. So, goodbye to you from Marianne Kennedy and me, Lopa Kotari. Till next week, we leave you with the ambassador of the Jamaican sound, Mr. Jimmy Cliff.
From Kingston, Jamaica, welcome on stage the Honorable Dr. Jimmy Cliff! You can go. Try and try. You'll succeed at last. Rome was not built in a day. Opposition come your way. And the hotter the blacker you see, it's the sweeter. Your sheer, got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, the hearted machine. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at life. Try and try, try and try.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. The opening concert tonight is one from Luxembourg in January 2011. The Luxembourg Philharmonic, conducted by Dmitri Kitayenko, in Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony and Shostakovich's First Cello Concerto. But they set off with Shostakovich on a smaller scale, the composer here in his early 20s, arranging for wind band and timpani two of Scarlatti's most popular keyboard sonata movements, a pastoral and a capriccio. The capriccio, perhaps with a few echoes of Stravinsky's Pulcinella. Shostakovich almost certainly heard Otto Klemperer conduct the Soviet premiere of Pulcinella in 1925. And this opening pastoral is strangely melancholy.
Thank you.
Shostakovich arrangements of two pieces by Domenico Scarlatti, published as Shostakovich's Opus 17, and given their premiere by the Leningrad Philharmonic in 1929. The players you've just heard, the Luxembourg Philharmonic, conducted by Dmitri Kitayenko in 2011. Cellist Truls Merk joins them now for the first of Shostakovich's two cello concertos. This concerto had its premiere in Leningrad in 1959. It's the soloist who carries most of the weight in the work, and this opening motif lies at the heart of all four movements.